In Pakistan, the army is pressing ahead in its offensive against the Taliban in the Swat Valley and nearby. The military says most of the militants have been eliminated from the area. NPR's Julie McCarthy's been traveling with the Pakistani army, and as she discovered in the embattled district of Bunair, a sense of insecurity still prevails.
The quiet of Bunair is striking, especially on a Friday. There's no muezzin calling the faithful to prayer. Mosques, usually overflowing with the faithful, are empty. Some of the whitewashed places of worship bear the bullet holes of the two-month campaign. The fighting to oust Taliban militants from this district of panoramic vistas and bucolic valleys sent the population fleeing for their lives. With the conflict easing, residents have begun to trickle back, maneuvering mountain roads littered with the scorched carcasses of vehicles destroyed in the battle. The army escorting a convoy of officials and journalists passes a teenager on the road, hoisting a white flag. You see them flying from the houses of Bunair, not a signal of surrender, but a sign to convey that no combatants are there. Fears of the Taliban returning and the army resuming its shelling grip the population. But the fear is baseless, according to Frontier Corps Commander Colonel Nasser Janjua. From his headquarters in the main town of Duggar, he says government forces are in control.
And operation is almost over, and now we are in support role of civil administration so that their machinery can function and they can take control of all the things. Normalcy in this area is going to return very, very soon.
Janjua says the only thing preventing residents from coming home is a lack of electricity. But even the heavily armed security personnel accompanying us wear the worried looks of men not quite sure that the militants have been eliminated from the area. They are especially alert as we enter the village of Sultan Was, the scene of heavy fighting where the acrid smell of a burnt-out government tank still lingers. The military fans out around us.
We're standing next to the destruction. It looks like an earthquake has upended this place. It's just been a place of a fierce battle to flush the Taliban from what was their headquarters here in Sultan Was.
The army claims to have secured Bunair. The challenge now is to hold it. Authorities say police are patrolling, but a drive the length of the district reveals that there is virtually no checking of anyone going in or out of Bunair. And resident Shabar Khan, who remained through the fighting, is worried. We're secure as long as the government is here with the army in the background. But Khan says the police are too weak to restrain the Taliban if they come back. Colonel Janjua says of the estimated 1,000 Taliban fighters in Bunair, troops have killed about half that number. But with the operation effectively over, the question is, where have the rest of the militants gone? Julie McCarthy, NPR News.